Saturday morning on the Experts Program on Power Talk 1460 and 101 FM. Time for us to talk about retirement with our retirement expert, Nan Lesnick. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, Mark.
You know, the other day we got started on the topic of how you can minimize your lifetime tax bite. This was based on an email that was sent to me by a company that specializes in booking guests on talk shows, and they had somebody who would talk about this, Pamela Yellen, who is a New York Times best-selling author. You're familiar with Pam Yellen. You've talked about how you've read a lot of her work, and we were talking about this minimization of lifetime tax bite, and one thing that people can do is investing in a whole life policy, because there are a lot of different life insurance policies that people can buy. There's term life, we hear a lot about that, but you don't hear as much about the whole life policy,
right?
But they can be used as a retirement vehicle. Dan, I remember that, oh my goodness, many, many years ago, I was working at a business, a radio station, a small mom and pop organization, and they were really kind of a very, very small business, and they didn't have the ability to establish any sort of retirement plan for the employees. You know, we were lucky to have medical benefits. We thought that was a big thing. I started thinking, you know, I need to do something with some of my income as a way of setting myself up for retirement down the road some 40 or 50 years. So I bought a whole life policy, and I had that for a number of years. Now, I ended up cashing it in because when I was married, my ex and I had an opportunity to buy a home, and that was what I used for my down payment, was that, because where else was I going to find the money necessary for it? So that's what I used, and it was actually a pretty good use of that. And the only reason I did that was by the time I got around to being in position to buy a home, I was already working for iHeart, which was then Clear Channel, and the company had a pretty good 401k plan. So I started looking at it and saying, you know what, I've got an IRA on my own, I have this whole life policy, and I'm going to have a 401k at this job. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that whole life policy, I'm going to cash it in, and I'm going to use the money that's in that as the down payment for the home. And I'm glad that I did it that way.
Well, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, but because that was the only place I was going to get the down payment money. But what I was going to say was that in just the few years, I think it was maybe 16, 15 years that I had the whole life policy, it generated a pretty good amount of money in it. So it can be a good vehicle for creating savings and building wealth.
Right. And I would imagine that was a universal life contract. There's term and then there's permanent.
Right.
Instead of using the word whole life, let's use the word permanent.
Okay.
There are many kinds of permanent insurance. One of them is a traditional whole life. One of them is a universal life. There's an index universal life. There are many iterations. When we use this, now we don't use this as the sole source of retirement income, but let me flip back just for a moment. Your situation was good. It provided you with what you needed to put the down payment on the home, and deferring income in your 401k all seems like it's a good thing. And it is. But if we have, especially if we have a married couple who are both deferring, sometimes what happens is we get to retirement income time, and all of a sudden we've got these huge accounts. I mean, I have some people who've been working their entire career. They've worked in companies. They actually shop their employers to be sure they were getting the best benefits possible.
Mm.
And they wanted a high match and so forth and so on. Well, that's all well and good, except for they now have a situation that they've got a lot of taxable income. Now, sometimes we talk about Roth conversions, but when I'm talking to somebody who is, say, 55 or less, we'll talk about another source of tax-free retirement income is to use this strategy of overfunding, what we call overfunding. Overfunding means you're paying more premium than is necessary to support the death benefit you desire. So let's just say it's a $250,000 death benefit that you want for
right.
your family,
mm-hmm.
okay? But you agree to pay a higher amount because the plan is if you live to retirement, and we hope you do, then you can make withdrawals from that because it accumulates on a tax-deferred basis, and it is withdrawn on a tax-free basis because you, first of all, withdraw your basis, and then the rest of the money that you withdraw through your lifetime is technically taken out by loan. So it's not like deferring money. You're paying tax up front, then you're putting the money into the policy. It's growing with all of the advantages of any retirement account would. And when it comes out, it's tax-free. So I'm I'm glad that you ask about this because Bank on Yourself gets a lot of press, but it also has a lot of misunderstanding. It should be part of your retirement income strategy. We use a program and a source called Power of Zero, and that is how to get to the zero tax bracket in retirement. Now, if you've got a pension from like STRS or PERS or some other federal FERS, if you've got a pension, then we're probably not going to be able to get you to the zero bracket. But what we do want to be able to do is to predict your taxes in retirement as best we can. Mm-hmm. Now, let me bring up something else. When I'm talking to people these days, meaning since we had the last tax reform that took effect in 2018, when we're talking to them, we're reminding them that these tax rates are going to sunset in 2026. And based on the way the feds are racking up debt, we're probably going to see increased taxes. Because right now we know almost 97 cents of every dollar is being used to fund Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the interest on the national debt. Everything else in this country, including all of the military and all of the programs, have to be paid for with those 3 cents. So it only makes sense that taxes are going to go up. So really closing in on a strategy that can protect you from income tax in your retirement years, it's a very wise thing to do.
And I note here that, we talked about reduced taxes on Social Security benefits or maybe even none. There are tax breaks and other benefits for business owners on this Bank on Yourself savings method. And there's income tax-free estate where we're talking about, the death benefit and I guess estate taxes as well.
Right. Well, we're not really talking about estate taxes. What we're talking about is life insurance proceeds paid to a named beneficiary are income tax free.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So
for
that's
that
what we're talking about.
That beneficiary.
Yes.
Okay.
So your family, if it's a husband and wife, okay, and Mark and I own policies, my husband Mark, not you, Mark. Mm-hmm. People sometimes think you and I are married to each other. I have to clarify that.
Okay.
My husband and I own policies on one another. So we are free to use cash value in our policies for retirement purposes because when one or the other of us passes away, the survivor will receive an income tax-free death benefit. In other words, we're going to replenish the pot at death. Okay?
Right.
So we're free to spend money while we're both still alive and healthy because when either one of us passes away, the other one is going to receive a significant death benefit so that they have the pot of money that's needed to live to a ripe old age replenished. Now, I want to point something out here. You mentioned something about the tax breaks. What this allows you to do is you can recapture the interest you would otherwise pay to financial institutions. So we self-financed Mark Concrete, and then we were able to set up a repayment schedule so we actually got tax breaks for borrowing money from ourselves. So again, there's a lot that can be done. And like I say, this is sophisticated planning, but boy, is it worthwhile. And just before we started to talk on Thursday, Mark, I finished a conversation with a couple that at age 66 are going to be in the zero tax bracket by taking advantage of these strategies that can be implemented.
Good to know. Hey, Nan, before we go here, can I mention something? Because I saw something come up on social media last night, a friend of mine on Facebook, and it had to do with Social Security.
Yep.
And sometimes these things can go viral, and knowing how you know so much about Social Security and you really follow what's happening with it, I wanted to assure our listeners that there is this story circulating on Facebook that comes out of Yahoo News that is absolutely false. First off, the story is 3 years old. It comes from 2016, and you have people who are posting this story as if it's brand new.
Oh, boy.
the headline in the story is GOP introduces plan to massively cut Social Security. Now, this was from December 9th of 2016, so that's 3 years ago today. And it speaks of that on Thursday, and this would have been like Thursday, December 4th of 2016, Representative Sam Johnson, a Republican from Texas and chair of the Social Security Subcommittee, introduced legislation to significantly cut Social Security. Well, the first thing, if you're paying attention, and I know most of our listeners are pretty smart and they pay attention, but for, you know, sometimes things can slip by people. First off, you see that Sam Johnson, a Republican, is listed as chair of the Social Security Subcommittee. Well, the reality is, since the Democrats have had control of the House since 2018, no Republican is the chair of any committee. Republicans can be ranking members because the top Republican on any committee is called the ranking member, but they are not committee chairs at all. So if you're paying attention to how the government works and you've studied civics and you understand it, the first time you see that, you would say, oh, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this. The Republicans aren't in the majority, so this has got to be an old story. And the bill, to read you a little more here, the bill introduced by Johnson, who was recently acting chair of Ways and Means, slashes benefits, adds mean testing, and would raise retirement age from 67 to 69. Now, the source for the story came from a left-wing think tank in Washington called the Center for the American Progress. So, so naturally, when you have a very hyper-partisan analysis of any legislation, generally, that hyper-partisan analysis is going to really stir up people's fears, and they're going to misrepresent what's being done. Now, as an example, let's take means testing. If somebody introduces means testing to Social Security, generally what that means is that if you're making above, if you have a certain amount of wealth or your income is above a certain level, means testing would mean that you would receive less than you normally would, or you may not receive anything at all. And Nan, for a lot of these folks who are on the very hard left, who you know, want to soak the rich and don't like the idea of rich people getting Social Security benefits, actually means testing should be pretty fine with them.
Yeah, it
but
should be.
It's not explained to people that way in this story at all. And then the other thing they talk about here is raising the Social Security age from 67 to 69. Well, you and I have talked about the need to raise the age for full benefits as a way of preserving the system and being able to pay 100% of the benefits to recipients. But when you read into how these people came up with their argument against this particular proposal, they are looking at that increase in benefit age as a cut in benefits for people. That if you have to wait two more years, oh, they're slashing your Social Security by, you know, X amount of percent. So I guess the point I'm trying to make here is that the devil's always in the details, and you have to think about, where is the protagonist of the story coming from? What is their axe to grind? Yep. And kind of look at these things with a skeptical eye, I guess is the best way to put it. But the reality is, people should not be in fear of their Social Security benefits being cut massively or stopped or anything like that. You know, this is just a way to get people riled up and probably to get them to send money to an organization to fund their campaigning efforts.
Probably so. Yeah. You know, we've talked about this before, Mark. Eventually, we have to see some reform in Social Security. Mm-hmm. But every time it gets talked about, like you said, the message gets distorted into Republicans want to cut your Social Security benefit. Watch out, vote for us. Or, you know, however that happens to be. And what the reality is people who are in their 40s are not going to be able to collect Social Security under the same scenario that we have. It's going to have to be a different structure, because Social Security was designed to pay people for a couple of years. Now we're having Social Security pay people for 30 years or more.
Right, right.
So it only makes sense that there has to be some change. So I'm glad you brought that up, because when that stuff circulates, you know, sometimes people, you know, it's sort of like, if I read it on Facebook, it must be true.
Right.
And I really encourage people to call us and ask ask and say, what can you tell me about this? Because fear, I'll tell you what, Mark, fear, I think, is one of the major mistakes or major motivators for people making huge financial mistakes. People will take their money out of something or sell a stock or something based on something they heard, and much later, they'll check the facts.
All right. And on that note, we're going to wrap things up. But Nan, I appreciate your joining us this weekend.
All right. And thank you, Mark. My pleasure.
Nan Lesnick can be reached at her office in Monterey, 831-656-0236, online lesnickcompany.com, and her email is nan@lesnickcompany.com. Thank you, Nan.
Thank you.